Chapter 152. Fish till he swamps the last man? Shall we be dragged by him to the bottom of the sea? Shall we be towed by him to the infernal world? Oh, impiety and blasphemy to hunt him more. Starbuck, of late I felt strangely moved to thee, ever since that hour we both saw thou knowest what, in one another's eyes. But in this matter of the whale, be the front of thy face to me as the palm of this hand, a lipless, unfeatured blank. Ahab is forever Ahab, man. This whole act's immutably decreed. 'Twas rehearsed by thee and me a billion years before this ocean rolled. Fool! I am the fate's lieutenant. I act under orders. Look thou, underling, that thou obeyest mine. Stand round me, men. Ye see an old man cut down to the stump, leaning on a shivered lance, propped up on a lonely foot. 'Tis Ahab, his body's part, but Ahab's soul's a centipede that moves upon a hundred legs. I feel strained, half-stranded, as ropes that tow dismasted frigates in a gale, and I may look so. But ere I break, ye'll hear me crack, and till ye hear that, know that Ahab's hawser tows his purpose yet. Believe ye, men, in the things called omens? Then laugh aloud, and cry encore. For ere they drown, drowning things will twice rise to the surface, then rise again, to sink forevermore. So with Moby Dick 2 days he's floated, tomorrow will be the third. Aye, men, he'll rise once more, but only to spout his last. Do you feel brave, men, brave? As fearless fire, cried Stubb. And as mechanical, muttered Ahab. Then as the men went forward, he muttered on colon the things called omens. And yesterday I talked the same to Starbuck there, concerning my broken boat. Oh! How valiantly I seek to drive out of others' hearts what's clinched, so fast in mine. The Parsee. Gone. And he was to go before. But still was to be seen again ere I could perish, how's that? There's a riddle now might baffle all the lawyers backed by the ghosts of the whole line of judges. Like a hawk's beak it pecks my brain. I'll solve it, though. When dusk descended, the whale was still in sight to leeward. So once more the sail was shortened, and everything passed nearly, as on the previous night, only, the sound of hammers, and the hum of the grindstone, was heard till nearly daylight, as the men toiled by lanterns, in the complete and careful rigging of the spare boats and sharpening their fresh weapons for the morrow. Meantime, of the broken keel of Ahab's wrecked craft the carpenter made him another leg. While still as on the night before, slouched Ahab stood fixed within his scuttle, his head, heliotrope glance anticipatingly gone backward on its dial, sat due eastward for the earliest sun. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.